Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Triangle: The Fire That Changed America is a nonfiction history by David von Dreyla that examines the 1911 Triangle Shirtwaist Factory fire in New York City and the wider world that made it possible. Rather than treating the disaster as an isolated tragedy, the book places it inside the realities of early 20th century industrial capitalism, immigrant labor, machine politics, and reform movements. It reconstructs the conditions in the factory, the events of the fire itself, and the legal and political aftermath that followed. The result is both a human account of a workplace catastrophe and a study of how public outrage can accelerate change. By focusing on the lives of the young immigrant women who worked there, the book also restores moral and historical attention to people often reduced to statistics in standard labor history narratives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how immigrant garment workers shape the industrial city. A central strength of the book is its attention to the workers themselves, especially the young Jewish and Italian immigrant women who filled the garment shops of New York. Von Dreyla uses the Triangle Fire to show that industrial growth depended heavily on immigrant labor, yet the people doing that work were treated as expendable. The factory floor was part of a broader urban economy built on low wages, long hours, and intense competition, which made garment production profitable for owners while leaving workers vulnerable. This focus matters because it frames the fire as more than a building disaster. It becomes evidence of how an entire economic system organized risk downward onto the most powerless employees. The book also helps explain why these workers became politically significant. Their lives were tied to the rise of union activism, reform politics. Secondly, locked doors, poor design, and the mechanics of mass death. Von Dreyla gives careful attention to the physical and organizational failures that made the Triangle Fire so deadly. The book explains that the building had inadequate exits, a locked door, weak fire escape arrangements, and a fire department unable to reach upper floors with ladders that were too short. These facts are important because they show that the death toll was not simply the result of a fast-moving blaze. It was the outcome of a chain of preventable conditions that turned escape into a nearly impossible task. The book's analysis of the fire's mechanics also underscores the consequences of management decisions made in the name of control and efficiency, such as locking doors to prevent theft or time wasting. By reconstructing how the fire spread and how workers were trapped, the book demonstrates how industrial modernity could produce lethal environments when safety was subordinated to profit. This dimension gives the book much of its force. It turns a historical event into a concrete lesson about the relationship between architecture, regulation, and human survival. Thirdly, why the Triangle Fire became a catalyst for labor reform. The book is not only about tragedy, but about political change, and this is one of its most important themes. Von Dreyla shows how the horror of the fire helped galvanize labor activists, progressives, and reform-minded politicians who had been struggling to improve workplace conditions. Public shock created a rare moment when reform became unavoidable. The fire helped bring attention to factory inspections, fire codes, labor standards, and broader questions of worker protection. By connecting the disaster to the legislative response that followed, the book argues that reform often emerges not from abstract principle alone, but from a convergence of outrage. That visibility translated into pressure for new laws in New York and influenced national conversations about worker safety and wages. This is one reason the book remains historically significant. It shows how a single event can alter the balance between corporate power and public responsibility when enough people recognize the moral cost of inaction. Fourthly, a social history of New York politics, reformers, and power brokers. Von Dreyla situates the fire inside the political culture of early 20th century New York, where reformers, union advocates, Tammany Hall politicians, and business interests all competed to shape the city's future. This broader setting gives the book more depth than a simple disaster narrative. It suggests that the factory fire mattered because it exposed weaknesses in institutions that were supposed to regulate modern life. The book's social history approach is especially effective because it shows reform as a contested process rather than an automatic response. Political leaders had to decide whether to protect industrial interests or respond to public anger, and the fire changed those calculations. In this way, the book explains how social reform is often driven by crisis, but only when there are organized actors ready to convert grief into policy. The result is a portrait of New York as a city where tragedy, politics, and reform were tightly connected, and where public memory became part of governance. Lastly, why the book endures as a model of narrative labor history. Triangle stands out because it combines careful historical research with a narrative structure that makes complex labor history accessible without flattening its seriousness. The book is not a narrow institutional history, and it is not merely a memorial account. It blends scene setting, investigation, and aftermath in a way that gives readers both emotional clarity and historical context. That balance helps explain why reviewers praised it as social history at its best. The book endures because it treats the victims as individuals, explains the economic system that endangered them, and traces the policy consequences that followed. Many books on labor history focus primarily on unions or legislation, but von Drelo's work distinguishes itself by anchoring those themes in one intensely documented event. That approach makes the book useful to general readers, students of American history, and anyone interested in workplace safety, immigration, or reform politics. Its lasting value lies in showing how one well-told historical episode can illuminate the structure of an entire era. In conclusion, Triangle: The Fire That Changed America should be read by anyone interested in American labor history, immigration, urban politics, or the origins of workplace safety regulation. It is especially valuable for readers who want a historical account that is both human and analytical, since it connects personal tragedy to larger systems of power and reform. The book offers practical intellectual benefits. It clarifies how unsafe working conditions develop, how institutions fail, and how public pressure can produce change. It also helps readers understand why industrial disasters are never only technical failures, but political and moral ones as well. What makes this book stand out among similar history books is its combination of vivid narrative reconstruction and broad social explanation. Von Drelo does not stop at recounting the fire or honoring the victims. He shows how the catastrophe changed labor relations, influenced reform politics, and became part of the national memory of industrial America.